Hello, this is Michael Thurber, and you are listening to The Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Michael. That's Interlochen alumnus Michael Thurber. Michael's a bass player, composer, and music historian who does a lot of work with young people to get them excited and interested in classical music. And he's in town this week for the NPR show From the Top, where he will be premiering his new composition, The Three Musketeers, with the Interlochen musicians. Now, this week, Michael is taking us through five centuries of classical music with five composers in 5 days. So let's jump in the time machine with Michael Thurber. Well, good morning, kids commuters. Here we are on Michael Thurber Wednesday, five centuries, five composers. What century and what composer are you introducing us to today, Michael?
Today, we are in the 1800s, and we are going to check out a pretty prolific dude from that time, a Russian dude. His name is Tchaikovsky.
Now, he's pretty much, like, if Bach is the dude, Tchaikovsky is one of the big Russian dudes.
He really is. He's one of the big Russian dudes. I have no idea if he was actually big in real life, but he's definitely big now in history.
So, okay, what was music like in the 1800s? What was the overall character, do you think?
Well, nowadays we refer to the 1800s a lot as the Romantic era. And I think if you were to put that in simple terms, what it means is that the music is very over the top. It's very expressive. It's less concerned with technical things like form and structure and more concerned with just sheer expression. And so you have all these amazing composers. You have Beethoven, who's another really famous name that kind of took us into this period from the period that was before, which was the classical period. And he kind of broke us in to this era of romantic music with these big, lush orchestra sounds and sweeping melodies and long pieces. Pieces started to get longer and symphonies started to get bigger. It was an exciting time.
So what is it about this violin concerto from Tchaikovsky that you think really speaks to it, or what's exciting about this piece?
There's a lot of things that are exciting about this piece. Nowadays, it's one of the most famous violin concertos. For me personally, as a composer and as a musician, what's very interesting about it is that when Tchaikovsky wrote this, he very deliberately was concerned with only making the most beautiful music he could possibly make. He's actually quoted as saying it's more about musical beauty than observing established traditions. And to me, that's really inspiring because, you know, at the end of the day, I think art makes rules and rules does not make art. And so this is a guy that really sort of lived by that credo and really just tried to make something as beautiful as he possibly could. Also, what's very interesting is that he wrote this for a specific violinist. He originally dedicated this to Leopold Auer. And then the piece was too hard. And Auer said, this is too hard. And he also didn't think it was beautiful. He thought it was just sort of crazy sounding. So he denied premiering it. And then Tchaikovsky ended up having to find somebody else to do it. And he ended up rededicating it to Adolf Brodsky. And I just thought that was really inspiring because as a composer, you know, you write something, you try to do the best you can. You really are trying to express something. And a lot of the times that is met with people not understanding it or not supporting it. And in Tchaikovsky's case with this concerto, he really persevered and he really pushed through and got the piece heard. And now, today, it's one of the greatest concertos that's ever been written.
Well, and the idea, though, at the time, and it's something we don't think about now, that people considered their patrons their artistic partners.
Yes, yes. That's a huge topic. That's a whole radio show in and of itself. But that's something that I think a lot of modern composers nowadays that we could afford to take a page from that. It's about a collaboration. If somebody's there to support you, you need to take into consideration what they want to hear, what an audience wants to hear. Because at the end of the day, the music is for people. It's for you, but it's for people as well. And I think that's something that composers like Tchaikovsky were perhaps more in touch with than a lot of composers nowadays. This is Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, performed by Gil Shaham. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Gil Shaham performing the extremely difficult finale to Tchaikovsky's extremely difficult violin sonata. Tomorrow, Michael Thurber and I get in our time machine and visit the 1900s. Now remember, if you want to hear The Kids Commute again, find it on our website at classicalipr.org. Hope you are as determined as Tchaikovsky today, and we will see you here at this time tomorrow for The Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.